Hello, and welcome to this CRA News Podcast. My name is Andrew Hudson, and today we are briefly discussing food trucks on campus. Today's podcast is a preview for our Supporting Student ID Card Payments at Food Trucks webinar in partnership with Blackboard Transact. The webinar does a great job of discussing in detail why campuses are deploying food trucks, what they're considering when reviewing point of sale options, and how institutions are accepting campus cards as a form of payment at the till. Bart Lawyer joins me now to briefly discuss the program at Duke. Bart is an assistant director at Duke University's Office of Information Technology, and his team is responsible for supporting Duke's campus card transaction system as well as all point of sale systems used within auxiliary services.
Dining services over the last couple of years has brought more locally vended options into their dining program. They find that the students really enjoy the local ties more than they do with some of the national brands. So the desire really is to expand that belief and try to get some of these local vendors onto campus. The food truck program is one way to do that. It's a win-win between the students, Duke University, and the city of Durham. We could build community relations, bring those local vendors in, and the students seem to be really, really happy. The food truck program is an extension of what we call our Merchant on Points. It is an off-campus offering. These trucks are located throughout campus where dining options are not as prevalent. But the intent is that they would take the campus program, whether it's food points, flex dollars, any other stored value account that we have out there, it's there for the students to use.
So Bart, you alluded to the importance for Duke as an institution to tie in with locally owned vendors. And I know you delve into more detail on this in the full webinar, but can you give us a bit of a teaser for one of your vendor success stories?
One of the success stories I want to tell you about is really about a truck called Gussie's. I believe he epitomizes what the program is really about and the desire that Duke Dining Services is really trying to get from the community and the students. This is a person who started at Duke University running a cart on our plaza. A lot of students congregate on the plaza. It was successful then. But he tells in this YouTube video how his relationship with the students, with Duke Dining Services and Duke University, that relationship really helped him with his desire to open up a food truck and expand. He gives a pretty good depiction of where he started, where he is, and even talks about his family. But it really is a nice success story between how dining is trying to bring in these local vendors that have good community ties and good relationships with the students and Duke University and build on that success. So the program is seen as very successful, and I can see it even growing.
Also participating in the food truck webinar is Ohio University, where food trucks were first deployed as a means to solve common challenges associated with campus expansion and renovation, but are now a mainstay on the university's Athens campus. Nathan Watson is an applications and systems analyst at Ohio University, where he plays a large role in supporting culinary services. He was originally involved in the implementation of Micros 9700 on campus, was the project lead on the migration from Micros 9700 to QuadPoint, and currently serves as its systems administrator. So Nathan, Ohio used food trucks, at least initially, to solve some construction and renovation challenges. Can you speak to how you strategically deployed your food trucks to support these projects?
The Hungry Cat food truck first rolled onto campus in January of 2015 to give the student population of Ohio University's West Green additional food options, while the residential building that houses the main dining hall on this side of campus went through a complete redesign and modernization and renovation. After that renovation was completed, the truck was stationed at our student center for the same purpose during our food court renovation. While it provided additional food options for the student population, it also allowed us to help lessen the impact of all the additional traffic and crowding to our other dining locations while these ones were down.
So just as a quick wrap up, the info here is just a small preview of what's discussed in the full Supporting Student ID Card Payments at Food Trucks webinar. To hear the full story from both Ohio and Duke about their food truck programs, it's certainly well worth the time to watch the full webinar. The webinar is available on cradnews.com in on-demand fashion, and the topics discussed represent a great resource for how to effectively deploy and manage a successful food truck program. I want to thank both Bart and Nathan for participating in this short podcast, and I want to thank you as well for listening. Have a great day.